This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
That's right. The Drive is live, and T-Mill is back in the building, fresh off his vacation. All right. Yep. Smoky Mountains.
You were in Tennessee.
Tennessee. There it is.
What happened, man?
They're feeling himself. There you go. So the band is back.
Some of my people, Tennessee.
There you go. Yeah. The band is back together again. It is a Tuesday, so we will get to Reggie's favorite segment, a little tape drop Tuesday coming up here in just a bit. But before we get there, I see this on the text line. My man Richmond, 4AD. No way y'all think this game's going to be close.
Hold on, so.
Why is, are you serious? Like, the Texans just play close games.
Yeah,
like,
it's what they do.
Like, I, honest to God, I believe old Richmond is sitting there thinking, these guys are nuts. What the hell? But I'm just like, Doug, outside of that Arizona Cardinal game, man, these suckers have been, they play tight ball games.
Arizona with the wheels coming off and Baltimore missing seven pro bowlers.
Yeah, they play tight.
Everything else was tight.
Hey, man, fourth quarter, I think so. Fourth quarter, man, it's an eight, but they rise to the occasion.
Yeah.
By the way, Mike Tomlin said something like that, but he didn't say rise to the occasion. He used some other terminology that you would usually not heard said to describe rise to the occasion.
What did he use? That stuck out to me, too.
He said, Garrett.
Basically, somebody in critical moments of the game, they make the play.
That's not what he said. He said something else. He's like, Mike, what are you talking about? But I don't think it's a surprise that and I'll be honest, the Texans with their defense play a lot of games that are closer than they actually feel, or like they don't feel as close as they actually are, right? Like they'll be it'll be 16 to 20 or something, but you know what. Really, this other team don't have a chance to go down and score any more points, so it feels like it's over. But yeah, I mean, I would be surprised on the road if this with Mike Tomlin, I'd be surprised if this is a game where the Texans are in the fourth quarter comfortably winning this game.
You'll be surprised if they are.
If they're all right, man, they got like a 14-17 point lead in the fourth quarter. I would be surprised. They just don't play games.
Yeah, look, I mean, here's the deal is the defense is going to make this a tight game. Does our offense have the ability to keep it that? I mean, that to me, it's not about our defense is even if they give up early plays. I mean, they're going to rebound and they're going to tighten down and handle business. At the end of the day, this is about our offense. And on the road, in the noise. We struggle with communication and getting out of the huddle anyway. I mean, so that is magnified when you're on the road, and it's going to be at night. It's going to be cold as hell. It's going to be loud. I mean, their defense is significantly better than the numbers will tell you, their stats and their rankings and all that. I think their defense is significantly better. They got guys across the board that are problems. Two edge rushers. Big Hayward inside is a problem.
They are playing a lot better than they did early. Yeah. Early, it was like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, you look at the box scores and you go, oh, boy, this is – I see people on social media stacking up, you know, our offense versus their defense, blah, 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 all these, you know, side-by-side comparisons. And you're like, that's just – a lot of times you can take that to the bank. I don't take that to the bank with Pittsburgh. I mean, they are – now, they may roll a dud out there with the defense, but they also may put a performance out there that's double-digit sacks and overwhelming for the O-line and – you know, they're really good at stopping a run, and so they could be problem. The question here is, can our offense go out there and sustain drives and at least get three? Can our offense go out there and not turn the ball over back-to-back times in critical situations?
Which they've done great at not doing.
They've done a good
they've 10
done
turnovers
a better job
the season.
as the season's gone along, and so this is not about our defense slowing them down and keeping this thing close. This is about, to me, it's about our offense and can they complement our defense well enough to win the game?
Yeah. It's not a shot. It's just, you go look up and down at some on the text line during the 9-game win streak. They were only two games that weren't one score games that include them playing some bad teams. They lead the league in fewest turnovers with 10, and they're third in the league with 27 forced. And all their games are tight. So, I would just assume that that's what we're looking at here. And I would give them a huge advantage in the fourth quarter because they have been one of the best teams in football in the fourth quarter and finishing games here of late. All right, let's get here on a big Tuesday. A lot to get to as it is playoff week. It's playoff week, and the Texans will take on the Steelers. And, Clint, it is Tuesday, and that means here on The Drive, we do a little tape drop Tuesday. What did you look at coming from that Colts game going into the Steelers?
Well, I think first of all, I just looked at the first half. I didn't want anything to do with the second half when guys were benched, and there's no reason to even consider who's playing well, who's not, what the scheme looks like.
There's
a little Mills magic there at the end that got the dub, and Tommy Togiai got a little touchdown, so I don't need to rewatch that. But I thought there were a couple of things that stuck out that are actually going to be pretty refreshing to see. The plan for pressure looks was pretty obvious, Ron. Now, they didn't always execute it flawlessly, but there was at least a plan, right? There was a method to the madness. I thought the O-line handled, you know, multiple defenders standing at the line of scrimmage. I thought CJ and the O-line a couple of times, they handled it really well in a sense of figuring out who was coming, who wasn't coming, getting a hat on a hat. Dari Agunbowale was part of that one time, and they picked it up. There was a couple of times where they clearly closed down the A-gaps or the inside pressure and let a free runner come from the outside, which is what you want to do. You want to let one free defender come, then you want him to come from the outside, furthest away from the quarterback, number one. And number two, you want the quarterback to know that's the guy that's unblocked. And so there was a couple of times where they did that. They let the widest rusher come. C.J. Stroud got rid of it one time. And then the other time, C.J. Stroud was able to, he knew that guy was the free guy. You could tell. He dropped back, looked down the field, set his feet in the pocket, and then, boom, did the old QB escape to his front side. And he got outside. And I can't remember if that was one where he ran it or if he threw it for a completion. But having an answer for pressure, whether that is getting the football out or at least your quarterback knowing who is coming free and having a chance, I thought they did a really good job in the first half across the board. I also thought the play calling, there were more designed, you know, quick to mid-range quicks type stuff. I mean, stuff that was out right now. There were opportunities like concepts. Not just, hey, this guy's running a 5-yard route, even though it is a whip route and it takes longer. No, I'm talking about routes that win right now, the slants, the immediate flats, the quick outs, kind of stuff that wins right now. They had that. Not as exotic or creative as I think, you know, they're going to need when they see a lot of man coverage. But they did have some screens, didn't execute them well, but they had some screens in the offense. And actually, I don't know if they went to him or they just happened to have him called in those pressure moments, but they did. They hit Christian Kirk on a quick screen that had a real chance if CJ wouldn't have thrown the ball an extra yard behind him and he had to retreat to get the ball instead of catch it in stride. It had a real chance. But
something
it was,
always seems to happen on the screen.
It's unbelievable. As well as this defense, let's say just defense. As well as this team is coached detail-wise, it's crazy how for years now we've watched them struggle in blocking for screens, executing screens, the timing of screens. I mean, it's crazy how bad they are in those particular situations. But method to the madness, right? Not that it has to work, but at least you watch the game and you watch the tape and you understand, okay, I see what they're doing here. Like I said, there were some quicks in there versus some pressure looks. There were some quicks in there that weren't versus pressure looks that they were able to hit, right? There were some screens in there that I thought were designed to be answers for pressure. And I think the biggest part of all this pressure conversation, Ron, was there was twice that I can recall where there was a free runner and CJ knew where he was coming from. The other times the guys were picked up, you know, and so there wasn't any evidence of CJ not knowing who was coming free. But there was two different times where it was clear CJ knew that guy's free. I'm peeking at him. I'm not staring at him, but I'm peeking at him, see if I can get the ball out. If not, boom, I'm going to escape. And I think that right there is the biggest part of this. You cannot, your quarterback can't snap the football and not know who's hot, who's not, where the pressure's coming from, and take unnecessary heat and unnecessary hits. And I thought they did a really good job of that, number one. So that's the big piece of the first half takeaway of Tape Drop Tuesday. I do think, you know, the offensive line took a lot of heat before with the run game, and they're getting a lot of praise now with the run game. Although it's not great, it's timely and it's complimentary. I'm going to tell you, man, we need to be more thankful for Woody Marks and Juwar Jordan. Mm. I mean, those two guys, I'm not saying that they're the bell cow back here for the next 5-6 years. But what I am saying is when you look at the Texans' runs and the run game and when it gets going in that complimentary fashion in critical situations, a huge chunk of the Texans' improvement in the run game, which I think this is true for all good run teams, by the way. This is not a knock to anybody, but a huge part of the improvement in the run game has to do with these dudes, their vision and their one-cut ability. I mean, their vision to see that, hey, the front side's not there, let me slide out the back door. The front side's not there, let me bounce this thing. Their decision-making, their vision, their ability to make one cut, all right, it's not their front side, don't stop your feet. Make one cut and get out the back door. Whatever, like their ability to do that, it shows up on tape consistently. And so when you talk about the Texans' run game, yes, the offensive line is better, but a huge chunk of the run game and the success that we're having.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. you're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is because they're seeing things outside of their track, outside of where that play's supposed to hit. Now,
cutbacks, Gerard George, really good with cutbacks. Even British Brooks was they routinely, and we saw this with Motor, with Singletary, they routinely have a much better shot at making the first guy miss.
Absolutely.
There are free guys that get in into different gaps that they're able to make miss in a way that, you know, maybe sometimes Nick Chubb isn't. And that has been extremely helpful because they're not always blocked perfectly. And hell, when you look at the in and out nature of the guys in there and maybe some of the talent, it may happen that way. But yeah, they do a really good job of helping their offensive line. Their line. They don't have to make perfect blocks when those guys are running.
Well, there was a handful of plays that were blocked up really well, the 6, 7, 8 yard runs this week.
But seven.
Yeah, my bad. The majority of those were like crazy vision, crazy one cut, backside, get out the back door, or you know, bounce the thing out a couple of gaps. Now, that a lot of times when you're running so much zone, which they ran, I don't know if they ran a ton of it, but the plays that I'm talking about, when it is a zone, that it can hit backside. It can hit multiple ways. And these guys' vision is just absolutely tremendous, man. So big shout out to Woody Marks, Jawar Jordan. What they're putting on film is really, really good. Last but not least, Ron, the interior D-line is always something that I watch on the tape because it's they're thin. And you wonder, like, hey, man, how's this going to hold up in the playoffs? How's this going to hold up against better teams? I'm going to tell you, man. Sheldon Rankins and Tommy Togiai, and look, they're rotating several guys through there, but those two guys on the inside in obvious run situations, man, they're not just holding their weight, man. They've been really good. I mean, really good. To the point where I'm not concerned. You sprinkle in some Denico Autry right there. I'm not real concerned with this interior defensive line being a problem in the playoffs. You know, that was always my thought. It's like, yeah, you can get through a schedule and teams want to throw the ball around. They don't want to run the football. They're not going to pound you downhill.
As long as they can keep those two in particular fresh.
Yeah, that's the key.
And keep them in the game. Yeah.
That's the key. Obviously, you're going to keep them. You're going to get them some rest in passing situations when Autry gets in there. But yeah, you're right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.